During the year-long Arab Spring, the Persian Gulf state of Qatar, with major natural gas reserves, used its wealth to give an extra push to selective regime change in the Middle East and Northern Africa. In the year it led the Arab League, Qatar sent small arms to Libyan rebels, supported the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, and was the first Arab country to close its embassy in Syria in protest of the brutal crackdown by President Bashar al-Assad's regime. In recent years, Qatar has also backed peace initiatives in Darfur, Lebanon, and in the Palestinian territories. Secular progressive activists in Tunisia, the birthplace of the Arab Spring, have been reluctant to embrace Qatar after the oil-rich kingdom funded Islamic parties in local elections. Many pro-democracy activists also criticized Qatar's popular satellite TV channel, Al Jazeera, for ignoring the uprising in Bahrain, which has been actively opposed by Saudi Arabia. Hussein Ibish of the American Task Force on Palestine noted Qatar and Saudi Arabia have common interests, including preserving the stability of Gulf monarchies and containing Iran and its Shia allies. In cities across the United States, Occupy Wall Street activists are joining local groups to fight home foreclosures and shine a light on abuses by Bank of America, which received $230 billion in a taxpayer-funded bailout. According to Alternet, Occupy activists have joined the call to break up Bank of America. The bank faces a wave of financial challenges, including a downgrade of its credit rating and $8.5 billion paid in a settlement for toxic mortgages held by the bank's countrywide financial unit. This comes on top of Bank of America's 2011 $335 million settlement with the U.S. Justice Department for pushing creditworthy Black and Latino borrowers into high-priced subprime loans. In January, Public Citizen filed a petition calling for Bank of America to be broken up by regulators under the authority of the Dodd-Frank Reform Act. On April 13th, Occupy activists revived its Move Your Money campaign, asking consumers to close their Bank of America accounts and move their funds to a community bank or credit union. New York-based Organizing for Occupation has engaged in direct action against home foreclosures, especially those involving Bank of America and Countrywide Financial. On May 9th, Occupy activists will join environmentalists and consumer activists at Bank of America's annual shareholders meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, to keep the spotlight on Bank of America's long list of documented abuses. In another blow to tough guy Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, a powerful figure in conservative and Republican Party politics, Arpaio ally and former county attorney Andrew Thomas and his key aides were disbarred at a state disciplinary panel for using abusive tactics and possibly committing perjury, a felony in Arizona. Thomas was county attorney until 2010, when he ran and lost in a primary for state attorney general. This is one of the few cases successfully brought against an elected prosecutor. Thomas and former deputy county attorney Lisa Obishan are likely to appeal the disbarment ruling before the Arizona Supreme Court. The disciplinary panel, headed by Judge William O'Neill, concluded that the former prosecutors for Greater Phoenix pushed for unwarranted criminal charges and indictments, filed a federal racketeering lawsuit, and initiated investigations against Arpaio's political foes between 2006 and 2010. Thomas defended his actions, declaring that he went after corrupt officials that the political and legal establishment covered up, which he says provoked retaliation in the form of targeting his law license. According to the Arizona Republic, the misconduct will cost Maricopa County taxpayers nearly $2 million in legal settlements with local officials targeted by Thomas and Arpaio. Joe Arpaio also faces a civil rights probe by the U.S. Justice Department, but the sheriff has thus far refused to cooperate. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.